Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. It's Ravens Playlist, the only Monday night football show that rocks. With Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
More of Ravens Playlist. We're just getting going. What's happening, people? Number 98, Brandon Williams is here from the number one defense in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, sitting atop the AFC North, first in the AFC North. How you feel?
Feeling good. Just had a nice long weekend after the win, so getting ready to get back to it.
Hey, we got two games to talk about, the Cleveland victory and the Pittsburgh victory. Dallas is looming large. They're right through the windshield, so you can see them coming up. And they had a hell of a game yesterday with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate for winning, but next week can't win.
If you're stuck in that traffic, if you're out there on 83 heading on to Harrisburg, back down to Baltimore, or coming back into Timonium or Hunt Valley, Cockeysville, stop in to Mother's North right here in Pedonia, off Pedonia Road near the Brick Bodies, and say hello to the man who's anchoring the number one defense in the NFL. Brandon Williams is here. You should be, too. We're just getting started. Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
98 Rock, 98online.com, 98 Rock's mobile app. We are live out here at Mother's North in Timonium, and I got excited. Number 98 rolled in, forgot to do ticks and six. Let's do it now. Oh. Ultra Bridge is coming to town, and February 10th is the date, 410-338-1098. We'll take caller 15 and send you out to Ultra Bridge, but man, this is a tale of three seasons so far. You start out 3-0, you go 0-4, and then 2-0. Does it feel like sort of a roller coaster ride?
Definitely. I mean, when you don't win in like a month and a half,
I know
it gets a little dark in the facility. But yeah, I mean, we're on the right track. Even though we did lose so much, we were only one game out of AFC North, and we got that game, and we won the Browns after that. So we're on track to do great things.
Let's talk about the Steelers game, because I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. The Steelers, you guys take care of them 21-14.
Uh-huh.
The crowd was going nuts. Le'Veon Bell rushed for 32 yards. What is up? I mean, I know you're on the number one defense,
right?
But the rush defense is lights out.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what we hang our hat on, stopping the run. I mean, that's first thing we talk about when meetings start up, make sure who's running back and let's stop the run and make them one-dimensional. So it's just, counting on the guys beside you to do their job, and, we are such a cohesive unit that, we can get things done.
You've been getting your hands on a lot this year. You tipped an extra point, was it?
Yeah.
And then you tipped a pass. Timmy Jernigan intercepts it, went straight to the ground.
Yep.
How is it you're so active this year, and were you this way last year?
Just think right time, right movement, right time. I mean, you practice to get your hands up in the throwing lane, and just so happened that, I blocked the field goal and blocked the pass for an interception. I mean, just one of those things in the right place, right time, but, just keep working at it,
Brandon Williams is joining me. Ravens Playlist, it's pretty much his show. How gratifying was that Pittsburgh win? You guys were down and out. Mm-hmm. You needed that one. And then Sizzle said, this means nothing if we don't beat Cleveland.
Yeah.
And you handled both of them, but it all started with Pittsburgh. How important was that?
Oh, very important. I mean, biggest thing, it's the rivalry, and then you're, fighting for first place, and, it kind of, salvages your season a little bit, even though we were going, in the wrong direction for a second. It salvages your season, then you come back and beat the Browns. I mean, because Sizzle's totally right. I mean, if we win this game but lose the next game, that win was for nothing pretty much. So, I mean, we knew what we had. We knew what mission we had to do, and we did it.
Did you think Ben was done when he went out for a minute and Landry Jones came in?
Nah.
Or was that this past game? I forget. They're all running together for
him. When Big Ben came out, we knew he was pretty much going to play. I mean, it's just kind of the atmosphere of the game and, what kind of it means. They want to win. Obviously, it's for first place. So we figured we were going to get Big Ben, and that's what we got. And, once you step between those lines, you're 100%, no matter, how you feel.
And now the Steelers are starting to snipe a little bit. They're starting to talk about everybody needs to be all in, and I'm not sure what's going. They're starting to react to the losing, something that the Ravens don't seem to do. When you guys get into a bad spot, everybody kind of pulls tighter together.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, your team. I mean, if you know, say if the defense is doing horrible, the offense got to, you know, wrap its arms around the defense and, you know, say, hey, no, don't worry, you know, we'll go back out there and score so you guys can, you know, salvage something. You know, same thing with the offense. You know, if offense is struggling, defense is like, hey, we'll get the ball to you as many times as you possibly can in order for you to get down the field. You know, same with special teams. So, I mean, that's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be a cohesive unit and go out there and fight for your brothers. And no matter if they do well or do poorly, I mean, you're still a team in the end. You win and lose as a team.
Well, we're just getting going. Stop in here and show number 98 some love. The number one defense in the NFL and 5-4 atop the AFC North right now, mm-hmm. with a chance to go to Dallas and do some really good stuff. So we're here till 8 o'clock. Come on by and see us. Brandon, you're not afraid to take a selfie or sign or anything. Yeah.
Not at all.
All right. We'll get a winner for these Alter Bridge tickets. We'll check traffic, and we've got more of Ravens Playlist with Big Brandon Williams live at Mother's North in Timonium. It's coming up next on 98 Rock.
Yes! Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Yeah! I got to say, 5-4 feels a lot better than 3-4.
Yeah,
and it's so
sure.
weird, and we talked about this before, but you look around on Monday, mm-hmm. in this case, last Friday, after a victory, everybody's all in a good mood.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you can feel it, too. When you go out, it's like, hey,
buddy, how's it going, man? Yeah. Instead of getting people like, hey, you know, what's going on with the team? What's going on? I think this is what you should do. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Coach Mailman.
Yeah, Coach right. Mailman.
So you handle the Steelers, and then quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And real, let's talk about that. You play on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's light day, and then you're back on the field on Thursday. Mm-hmm. How tough is that on your body?
It's real tough. The biggest thing is just focusing on recovery. I mean, we have practices, but they're more of mental reps. So whatever you got to do to get, you know, yourself ready for the game coming up, you got to do, whether it's getting a tub, getting a sauna, you know, get the, you know, boots on to get your leg compressions and all that stuff. So the biggest thing is make sure your body's as rested as possible before Thursday, and the rest is just mental.
Do you get introduced every game? Because the Cleveland game, number 98, the defensive tackle, Brandon Williams, and there you come running out, and you do a little, Do you have a set thing you do when you run out? Because sometimes the offense gets introduced, sometimes the defense. Cleveland game was defense.
Yeah, Cleveland game was offense, actually.
I thought I saw you run out. And,
no, that was
maybe it was a Pittsburgh game.
Steelers game, yeah. That was
okay.
Steelers. But, when I come out, I just whatever comes to mind, just slapping the helmet, doing whatever.
That's it. Yeah, it's a lot of that.
You know, all that stuff, yeah. So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things, like start hitting myself in the head and getting my mind psyched and ready for the game.
Here's a question from the fans. Let's see. As far as being on somewhat of a restricted diet, what is your downfall when it comes to snacks? Something that you eat all the time you probably shouldn't.
Oh,
that's from our friends
man.
In the Hereford Zone out here.
The things that I eat that I shouldn't. I mean, everything.
I mean, two or three chickens died to get on that plate right there. Look at that.
I guess it's more of just you can have your guilty pleasures. Just make sure you work extra hard during the week. I think that's the biggest thing. But my go-to, I love cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, and then the worst part of coming up, you know, soon, you got Thanksgiving.
Right.
You got, you know, Christmas coming up. So I call them the devil months because it's a big man's worst nightmare. And, you know, just to have all that food, you know, in front of you and not be able to throw down.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you just got to watch what you eat and hope for the best.
How is it? Was it hard not thinking about Dallas when you're getting ready for Cleveland?
No. It wasn't hard at all.
I say that. I don't believe it.
It wasn't hard at all. I mean, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Now, when this week, like, when tomorrow hits, boom, like, we're thinking about Dallas. Like, and then, like, on the game, on Sunday's game, like, we were thinking about Dallas.
Right.
You know, because we saw the game. So, I was thinking, that's what I was thinking about. But usually, we can't worry about the next guy until we face, you know, the guy we got in front of us.
We got a lot to talk about. Dallas. They got the best record in football. They're up next, but you guys have a chance to really make some noise. We'll get into that. We got more questions. You got a plate of wings. Let's continue on. It is Ravens Playlist right here at Mother's North in Timonium.
Yeah.
Pedonia Road in the same shopping center as Brick Bodies. Is this Broad Street Market? Is that what it's called? Something like that? Stop in and see us. We're here till 8 o'clock. 98 Rock.
Monday nights, it's Ravens Playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Brandon Williams is here. I am here. You should be here. We're at Mother's North here in Timonium, right off Bodonia Road. It is Ravens Playlist every Monday night. We're either here or at Mother's Peninsula Grill, another place you can feel at home. Mother Dave's got three places you can feel at home. And let's hit another question real quick. You ready?
Uh-oh. Yeah, let's do it.
How did you feel, Brandon, when you got drafted by the Baltimore Ravens?
The first thing that came through my mind is football and crab cakes. Literally.
Did you know the Ravens were interested?
Yeah. Actually, they were. I had Jack Glowick was the person who recruited me. He was at my school a lot. And he was there like every few weeks, you know, just kind of asking questions, asking around and stuff. So I knew they were in the runnings and they were there. But, you know, after them winning the Super Bowl and then coming to pick me, it's just like one of those things like being a defensive player, you know, being drafted to one of the best defenses in the league. It kind of, you know, makes you feel good, you know, and humbles you and be like, man, dude, like they want me to help out on defense, you know, with them, you know. And it was a blessed feeling.
No question about it. There you go. The Cleveland game, you guys wore those color rush jerseys with the all purple.
Yeah.
How did you like that look?
Loved it. It looked nice.
How did you guys like it?
It looked real nice.
Did you really? I'm wild about it. I'm more.
I got scared that I was going to look like a huge like Barney out there.
A but plump.
It was good.
And a fan caught you squatting Eric Weddle on the sideline.
Yeah.
How did that come about? You just go and pick the man up and get into your rhythm?
It started in practice, actually.
He doesn't seem to mind.
2 days before like starting practice, we were just like going through plays and whatnot, and then we were on the sideline. And I was like, "Hey, man, you might as well get set in real quick, just get my legs pumping." He was like, "All right, man, cool." And I just started doing it. So we were winning. Everything was kind of nice and chill in the fourth quarter, and I was like, "Hey, man, you might as well get another set." And he's like, "Heck yeah!" And so there we go. Did it again,
And Michael Pierce does it the more traditional way, 725
yeah.
pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the strongest guy on the team?
No.
Who is?
Me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that legit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he had it in the squat, but I had back surgeries and stuff like that, so I can't really squat no more.
But you can only squat safeties.
My leg press is higher than his right now.
Yeah.
So, you know. Did
Cleveland give you what you thought they were going to give that night? It looked like, they stuck around for a while, and then they're like, check, please.
Yeah. Usually with their head coach, Hugh, he came from Cincinnati. So we know from playing Cincinnati for so many years how he kind of his first 15 plays or how much, what kind of plays he runs. So we figured we'd get everything under the sun just to kind of a feeler, just to see how we are going to play against stuff. And we kind of weathered that storm, and then they scored a touchdown, and then we started, we're like, all right, can't do that no more.
You know? 22 second-half points really busted out. Does that mean the offense is better, or is that just because it was Cleveland?
I think our offense is getting better every week, better and better every week. They're obviously striving to get better every week, so are we. So, like I said, we're going to stick together and keep on going into Dallas.
Y'all ever seen somebody 335 pounds like cut up like that? Is that crazy? That's just silly. That's why you can squat safeties on the sideline. All right, the Dallas Cowboys are coming up next. We'll hit traffic. We'll get back into some 98 Rock, and then we'll talk about what a lot of people are calling the best team in football, the 8-1 Dallas Cowboys, and the Ravens have a chance to go down there and make them 8-2. Mm-hmm. That's coming up and a lot more on Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
Ravens Playlist continues with Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
6'1", 340 pounds. Brandon Williams is here, number 98, and the Ravens are 5-4 atop what a lot of people consider the toughest division in football, the AFC North. And you got the number one defense in football. Now you're going up against the number three offense in football in the Dallas Cowboys. What can you tell me about the Cowboys? I know it's early in the week, but What can you tell me?
I mean, biggest thing is you got Zeke and Dak. I mean, that's the two. I mean, obviously you got Witten, you got Dez Bryant and all stuff, but that's a nice little duo they got going on right now, and you need to make them one-dimensional. You can't have both of them running all cylinders.
Are you surprised? I mean, Dak Prescott, the Cowboys wanted a couple of other guys. I think they wanted Paxton Lynch and some other guys, but they settled for Dak Prescott, who seems to be the best out of all the rookies.
Right.
And nobody drafts a running back in the first round hardly anymore. And Dallas made him, the fourth pick? So they got two really blue-chip players. and the rookies are playing, they're balling. So what are your thoughts on those guys?
I mean that's what they're paid to do. You know, they're paid to go out there and give everything they got. And Dallas got, you know, lucky without having a you know, usually, like you said, you know, the first round running backs usually become busts.
Jared Goff.
And they got a good one.
But Jared Goff was the first pick in the draft. He can't get on the field. He may make it this week. Dak Prescott falls and falls and falls. Tony Romo turned into Wally Pipp. I mean, Tony Romo's now going to be backing up Dak Prescott.
Right.
It's amazing to me.
Oh, definitely. I mean, but the biggest thing is, I mean, with, you know, without, even though the running back is good, but it's more due to the offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, because look at, you know, DeMarco Murray, and like he went to a different, you know, team.
It's
like,
system.
He's still good, but it's the system that makes the player, and I don't think it's just the player, but even though the player is good. So, I mean, the biggest thing is that getting after the offensive line, for sure.
I told you a couple of weeks ago, Tyron Smith, he's a grown-ass man. He's great. Left tackle, you won't see him. You'll be up against, I guess, Andy Frederick in the middle of the line. It's going to be up to you to do what you do, take on a couple of guys so the linebackers can get up there and get space.
Exactly. And, you know, that's you know, it's going to be system versus system, you know, the Ravens system versus the Cowboys system. And there, you know, obviously you got big offensive linemen. They like to run the ball, you know, and then like to throw out of that. And then you got the defense who like to stop the run. And one of the top defenses and run-stopping defenses. So it's going to be definitely a big battle up front.
Brandon Williams is here every Monday night Ravens playlist. Let's take another question from the crowd here. And I like this one. How do you feel about being in the NFL? And do you wish you could lead a normal life sometimes?
Love being in the NFL. I mean, it's my dream to be in the NFL, so I love every single day of it and try to make every day count, you know, because you never know when, you know, you're going to just, like, call you to the office, like, hey, you're done, or something happens. So I try to live it out as best as I can because this really is a dream come true. And do I wish I was living the normal lifestyle?
Every now and then.
No, I don't. I mean, as much as I would, you know, especially during the time of two-a-days, off-season training and all that stuff, just like, man, dude, just to wake up and just do, you know, a little regular job without the physical. I mean, it's you think about it for a split second, then you're like, I got the best job in the world. I could show up in flip-flops and a tank top and be good. You know,
I'm a regular guy. I wish I was in the NFL. How's
you know,
that?
I mean, I don't you, people wear a suit to work. I wear jeans, cowboy boots, and
hoodie.
You know, like, I have the luxury of doing that, and it's amazing, you know, to do what I do and love it every day. Going, it's like school, but it's just strictly football, you know.
And after football, did I read right? You would like to be in a strongman competition?
I mean, I thought about trying it out.
Pull that back truck. Go. That's great.
That's if the body's still good, but what I really want to do after football is be a firefighter.
Right.
I mean, I went to school for criminal justice. I wanted to be a fire investigator, but did my fire academy and EMT training and all that stuff. So, I mean, that's what I really want to do. That's what I, you know, would love to do after football.
Ooh, you'd lose some weight in that fire suit, especially if you're...
It'd get hot.
It's getting hot in her.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, give it up one more time for Brandon Williams. We still got a ways to go until 8 o'clock. Ravens playlist. Mother's North in Timonium. Stop out and see number 98. Congratulate them on first in the AFC North. It's 98 Rock.
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens playlist on 98 Rock.
Number 98, the Shade nose tackle is here, Brandon Williams.
Yeah.
And the crowd is still here. First place. This deep into the season hasn't happened since 2012, and that was on the run to the Super Bowl. I hear there's a different tone in the building. Can you feel it?
Definitely.
It's happy. Is it happy?
The tone of the building is happy. I mean, but we're not satisfied, though. I mean,
yeah.
We've got a long way to go. I mean, we still got some more games to win. We got to get better.
Well, the Cowboys are 7-point favorites, and they really, yesterday's game in Pittsburgh, I don't know how they pulled it out, but they did. That's going to give them mad confidence coming in.
Right.
You guys come in a pretty confident group, so. Something's got to give.
Something's got to give, and it ain't going to be us.
It's one of those marquee matchups for Sunday. Next Sunday, it's probably going to be the biggest game of the week. Is this a 1 or 4? It's a 4 o'clock game?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll find out when I can show up.
What are your travel plans like?
Travel plans.
You leave on Friday?
Saturday.
You leave Saturday?
Yeah.
Is there a walkthrough in a hotel type thing?
No, meetings.
Meetings?
Yeah, meetings, just kind of like a mental walkthrough in your mind, watch the video, watch film, stuff like that.
And then what do you do? Is it a light dinner or head out on the town, straight to the room?
No. Get off the legs. I'll either grab some snack from the little chow hall, or I'll have a nice little side dinner before meetings. So then after that, I try to go home. I mean, not go home, go to my room and watch a movie or something. Just get off the feet and it's kind of clear.
All right, let's take your mind off football for a second.
Uh-oh.
Here's another question from the crowd. How much lift and what size tires are on your truck? That truck is huge.
Yeah, yeah. It's a 6.5-inch lift and 37-inch tires.
What's up with that? Why do you need so much lift and huge tires?
Because I'm big.
Right.
Might as well have big everything else.
You can't jump at, I mean, is that, it's a regular truck. It just sits so high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's I love it. I mean, it's a 2015 GMC Denali HD, you know, 2500. So, it's big for a big man. It suits me well.
Big man with a big plan, Brandon Williams, Ravens Playlist. We got more coming up next on 98 Rock.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Brandon's here. He's got his wings in him.
Yeah.
Not one order, but two orders.
Hey, but it's on one plate, so it looked like one order.
I had to try them earlier because you've gotten them pretty much every week you've come out here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is so great about, what are they, Buffy-Q?
Buffy-Q, yep.
And they were really good. I mean,
bomb.
No wonder you get them every week. Mother Dave, I mean, he put the food through the ringer. He knows exactly what works, mm-hmm. and if it works on you, it's going to work on the populace.
Exactly.
Hey, tell me about the offensive line. All banged up. Ronnie Stanley just came back, but Alex Lewis, he's got a high ankle sprain. Could be done for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then other guy, John Urschel, is going to be switching in and out. Jeremy Zutaw's hurt, too. So what's going on with the O-line?
Don't know. I just knew some guys went down. Other than that, the show must go on. I mean, I don't know the extent of anything that happened on the offensive line, but show must go on. We got guys who can step in and make plays for us and keep Joe clean, so you just need to continue doing that.
Tell me about the camaraderie of the team. Is it defense, all with defense? Because you seem a little, you're not really sure what's going on with the offense, but you know exactly what's happening with the defense.
Because I'm a defense.
I know, but a team is a team. It's not just the defense is a team.
We had a long weekend, man. The game just happened. They was going, I was going. Like,
right.
We were just doing our own thing. I'll probably know tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you know when you've got good chemistry with a 53-man roster? Are there telltale signs?
I think just it's the little things more than the big things. It's like it's not what you see on TV for sure. It's the locker room chatter. It's the playing around, the coming out on MLK. You know, like having that kind of just like that togetherness. I mean, like we got little sections of the locker room, and all the rookies are in the
one little aisle.
Yeah, in the one little aisle and back there, and they call it MLK. And like when some other people come through, you know, you can kind of buck up to you.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're just messing around, but one of those things, it's just like, okay, they're getting it, you know, like they're being together on, even if it's this small thing about like little MLK section of the locker room, whatever, you know, they get it, they're working together to do something,
right? Because so they all came in together.
Exactly.
So there's that camaraderie. You know what's funny to me is Morgan Cox, long snapper, is one of your boys.
Oh yeah,
which
my homie.
Makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Oh yeah, him, he's my homie. We got Crockett Gilmore. I mean, yeah, I got buddies.
You got your crew on the team.
Yeah.
If there's a game going on, are you guys texting back and forth or calling, or is that something? When it's family time, it's family time.
Yeah, I'm away from football. I mean, we hang out. Like they either come to my house or I go to their house and stuff like that. But we don't talk about football.
Make sure you bring a player or two next week or two weeks.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
All right.
I got you. We had a long weekend. It's like
We
had like a second bye week.
When that was. Very helpful.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, most people went back home or whatever for a bit. So, like, a lot of people were in town. So, not until probably tonight. So, there'll be some people. There'll be somebody here.
It's starting to get good. 5-4, number one in the AFC North, number one rated defense.
Mm-hmm.
Got the best team record-wise in football straight ahead.
Yep.
It's on. We're live at Mother's North in Timonium. This is Ravens Playlist on the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.
Ravens playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
We are live in Timonium. It is Mother's North, right off Pedonia Road, and in the same shopping center of Brick Bodies. So what's going on, big fella? You got something coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I got a little something coming up. The ultimate game day experience.
What does it mean, the ultimate game day experience? I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, we give one fan and a guest two premium tickets and also a round trip to the stadium and wherever else they're going. And pretty much all you have to do is to enter is like get a donate $25 to the Boys and Girls Club of Metropolitan Baltimore through Cheerful Givings by downloading it from the App Store or Google Play.
So go to the App Store, download it.
Yeah, go to the App Store, download it, donate $25. It gives you a chance to win the ultimate game day experience, which is two tickets and a round trip to wherever you want.
That's pretty cool. The Ravens come through in so many different ways. The salute to the military.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was all around the league this past weekend for the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And your social media, you guys did something where you all were in the locker room after the Cleveland game.
Yeah, the mannequin
like sort
challenge.
Sort of a mannequin type thing.
The mannequin challenge.
And you got over 200,000 views on that on Instagram. Explain that. What was that?
It's, I don't know. It's just been things that have been going around. And we decided, you know, we were feeling good. Obviously, got a win versus the Steelers, then came back with the Browns. So, I mean, feeling good. Somebody said, hey, let's do the mannequin challenge. And I looked over. I'm like, yeah, let's do the mannequin challenge. So everybody got set up in their little pose they want to do. And
strike the pose.
Just somebody with a camera just walking around.
Did you do the ice bucket challenge when that was a big deal?
No, I did like a polar bear plunge, though.
Okay.
Where I jumped into the cold tub and just, you know, stuff like that. Right. Like, whole body. So, yeah, it was about the same.
Well, the polar bear plunge is outside down in the Chesapeake, so you're in a warm environment with an ice tub.
Warmish, yeah.
So, what can we expect this week? It's going to be a this is a
hard-nosed football, big time.
This could be a statement game this week.
Definitely a statement game. This game is going to, you know, it could either launch you into something great or it could stall you. So, I mean, we're definitely on a roll and we don't want to get stalled. So, we're going to come on down there and give it everything we got, play Ravens football. You know, offense is going to fire on all cylinders and defense is going to stop them. So,
you guys are off today
and
then it's back at it tomorrow. I guess the coaches put the game plan in.
Mm-hmm.
And then share it with you guys.
Yep.
So, wow, this is going to be.
It's a big game. It's a big game. I mean, you got the, you know, us the number one defense and then one of the top offenses in the league going after it. You know, great offensive line versus a great defensive line. It's going to be a battle in the trenches for sure.
We'll find out a lot because all your victories so far have been against teams with losing records. Now you're going against a team with a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to really. It's going to lay it out. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
I can tell that you've got that serious. There's something serious going on underneath the fun atmosphere in the front.
Oh, definitely. Got to.
You're getting ready. The wheels are turning
in there. It's the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
You know, but something's brewing.
All right. Well, Brandon Williams, we'll do it again next week from Mother's Peninsula Grill in Arnold/Severna Park.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we'll be talking about 6-4, first place still in the AFC North, and a victory over the Dallas Cowboys heading into Cincinnati week.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
Sounds real good.
Steve Huber's next. And that's it for us here live at Ravens Playlist at Mother's North. Go ahead, give it up!
What?
That's right. We'll see you next week on 98 Rock.